The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome everyone to my podcast, where my only job is to binge it, rate it, and rank it. This is your host, DJ Scorsese, and you're listening to Moviosity. Hope you enjoy. All right, so today I'm going to be ranking my top 10 favorite historical fiction movies. So to start off, I just want to talk a little bit about what I mean when I say historical fiction. So I definitely use this term pretty loosely, but all I really mean by it is these are historic, like movies that take place sometime in the past, like during some big movement or big change, big event, or some very specific time period, and the movies just happen to take place during them. That's kind of what I'm viewing historical fiction as. And I mean, and a couple of these movies even are like up into the 90s. So like I said, I'm using historical very loosely. But yeah, so to start off, I'm going to get right into my honorable mentions. These are in no particular order. But yeah. So, to start off, I have Bohemian Rhapsody. This is a 2018 film directed by Bryan Singer, starring Rami Malek, Lucy Boynton, Gwilym Lee, Ben Hardy, and Joe Mazzello. So, Bohemian Rhapsody is a movie about Queen, mostly about Freddie Mercury, like really focusing on his story. So, you know, it follows the band through their ups and downs, through, you know, them getting super big, them starting out. Really good movie. You know, it's one of the most iconic bands of all time. So it's super awesome to hear their story. Next off, we have A Time to Kill. So A Time to Kill came out in 1996, directed by Joe Schumacher, starring Matthew McConaughey, Sandra Bullock, and Sam L. Jackson. So this movie is actually based on a book, A Time to Kill. It's about this guy who lives in the South during like segregation and everything. So super tough time for him especially. And what happens is his little daughter is walking home from the grocery store and she gets assaulted by these two white guys. And he eventually ends up killing them. And the whole story mostly follows his lawyer and about him trying to get him off because after he killed these two guys for assaulting his daughter. So super sad movie. It's definitely not for everyone. It's a hard watch for sure. But overall, it's a really good movie. Next up, we have Lincoln. Lincoln is a 2012 American it's a biography about President Lincoln. It's directed by Steven Spielberg, starring Daniel Day-Lewis, Sally Field, David Stratham, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. So like I said, this movie is about President Lincoln, really about mostly the Civil War days and about him dealing with the two sides of the country and how he was supposed to be this figurehead for a country divided. So really interesting story. I can't really go, or I shouldn't really go into much detail because, you know, who doesn't know the Lincoln story? But really good movie, and it goes into in depth and gets into more things that your general knowledge doesn't really cover. All right, and my last honorable mention is Hacksaw Ridge. So Hacksaw Ridge is a 2016 movie. Directed by Mel Gibson, starring Andrew Garfield, Sam Worthington, Luke Bracey, and Teresa Palmer. So this movie is about it's about this guy who goes into the army, but he's very against killing people or hurting anyone. So he's a medic, and what happens is he gets put into these battle situations with no combat skills or experience or really any will to harm anyone. So it's a really difficult situation for him, and he saves a bunch of guys, he wins a bunch of awards. Really, really good movie. All right, so now we're making it on to the top 10 list. So to start off, at number 10 we have Titanic. is a 1997 film directed by James Cameron, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Winslet, and Billy Zane. So this movie is about this guy, this poor guy who boards the Titanic, trying to get across, hopefully for a better life. He has a job on the other end of the journey. And it's about this girl who is super rich, and it's essentially a love story, and it's about them having to deal with the struggles of him being super poor and her being super rich, and, well, the eventual struggle of the ship sinking. That's what's really gets them in the end, rather than, you know, just the class difference. But the icy water gets you a little faster than poverty. So, yep. Now we're moving on to number 9. We have Pearl Harbor. Pearl Harbor is a 2001 film directed by Michael Bay, starring Ben Affleck, Josh Hartnett, and Kate Beckinsale. This is an American film about the bombing of Pearl Harbor. It's when the Japanese bombed our naval base in Hawaii, which triggered us to get into World War II, and eventually led to us bombing them in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, which actually one of the main characters in this movie ends up being the guy to drop the bomb on Hiroshima. So definitely a really heavy movie. There's a lot to it for sure. And it goes into this love story between this guy and his wife. And then he goes off to war, and then his brother falls in love with that same girl. And there's this whole conflict, and she has a kid, and they don't know whose it is. It's a whole big deal, but a really sad movie, but I definitely recommend it. The cinematography is great. The cinematography was done by John Schwartzman, who did a lot of some of those older war movies. So very experienced cast and crew for sure. At number 8, I have Braveheart. Braveheart is a 1995 film directed by Mel Gibson and starring Mel Gibson. This movie is about Scotland and their fight for freedom. Like, it's a really famous quote from this movie is, you know, the freedom chant. It feels like a lot of people have heard of it. And, you know, this is a classic movie. Everyone knows about it, I feel like. So really not much I can go into detail here, but obviously awesome movie. Definitely deserves that number 8 spot. And at number 7, we have one of my personal favorite movies. I really, really love this movie. It's Straight Outta Compton. It's a 2015 film directed by F. Gary Gray, starring O'Shea Jackson, Corey Hawkins, Jason Mitchell, and Paul Giamatti. So this movie was produced by Ice Cube and Dr. Dre, you know, members of NWA, along with Eazy-E, Mick Ren, and DJ Yella. So this movie is about these guys who really their main purpose is to just make music. But they run into a lot of troubles with the police and with, you know, gang violence and stuff like that. And actually, Ice Cube's son plays Ice Cube in this movie. So it really feels real. And when you're watching it, it really feels like you're watching Ice Cube up on the screen. So, and like I said, one of my favorite movies of all time. It's super compelling. I love it to death. Yep. Now at number 6, we have 300. 300 is a 2006 film directed by Zack Snyder, starring Gerald Butler, Lena Headey, and David Wyndham. So 300 follows the Spartans. The Spartans were these Greek and Roman warriors that were trained from the time they were really young. And this plot revolves around King Leonidas, played by Gerald Butler, and he leads 300 Spartans into battle against the Persian god king and his army of well over 300,000 soldiers. So it's 300 versus 300,000. So I don't know. I'm not great at math, but those odds are definitely not great. But, you know, they put up a good fight, take out a lot of guys. It's a crazy movie. It's definitely intense, not for everyone, really bloody and stuff like that, but great movie. Now, at number 5, I have Saving Private Ryan. Saving Private Ryan is a 1998 film directed by Steven Spielberg, which I believe that's like my third Steven Spielberg movie on this list, starring Tom Hanks, Edward Bums, Matt Damon, and Tom Sizemore. So this movie it starts off when there's this veteran, and he visits the Normandy Center with his family. This turns out to be one of the characters in the movie. And then at this point, we flash back to 1944 when we're in World War II. It starts off with them storming Omaha, and you know, this guy gets hurt, he gets left behind, and the whole plot of the movie is the rest of his company getting back to try to save this guy, and he's in a horrible spot. And it's a super sad movie. You know, everything goes wrong, but it's got a great ending, and it's so captivating. Like, once you start this movie, you cannot put it down, which is definitely, for me, is a sign of a great movie. So, yeah. Next up, I have Troy. Troy's a 2004 film directed by Wolfgang Peterson, starring Brad Pitt, Eric Bana, Orlando Bloom, Diane Kruger, Brian Cox, and Sean Bean. You know, big list of cast members there. So this movie takes place during the Trojan War with the Siege of Troy. And this movie mostly revolves around Brad Pitt and his character, Achilles. And so he is this great legendary warrior who essentially can't die. And then he goes to fight Hector and Agamemnon with the Myrmidons. And so Achilles is on the side of where there's less men, but they just have these elite fighters. And then the city is like an impenetrable wall. It's never been breached in its entirety until they bring out the Trojan horse and sneak it behind the wall. And that's essentially how they... the fall of the city. So yeah. Now at number 3 we have Unbroken. So Unbroken is a 2014 film based off the book Unbroken, directed by Angelina Jolie, starring Jack O'Connell, Domhnall Gleeson, and Miavi Grett Hundland. So this movie is another one about World War II, and it's about this Jewish guy who gets put into these labor camps, and he goes through so many just horrible things. This guy Louis Zamperini, he gets lost at sea and spends like 42 days or something like that lost at sea, and then he finally gets rescued, but it is by the Japanese. And they put him into these labor camps where they're treated horribly. They get no food, they have to work every day. And the leader of the camp every day is just trying to break this guy down and break his spirit and get him to fold. And he never does. And it's a really inspiring story. All right, number 2, I have 42. 42 was made in 2013, directed by Brian Helgeland, starring Chadwick Boseman as Jackie Robinson, Harrison Ford, and Nicole Beharie. So this movie is about the first African-American to play Major League Baseball. He plays for the Dodgers, and he's so fast. Like, this guy, no one's seen anyone put up numbers like this. He's great in the field, and he's a great hitter. But he goes through so many troubles to get on the team just due to his race and due to Jim Crow laws in the South and segregation and all that. So it's really about his struggle. And he has some personal problems with his relationship and stuff like that he has to fight through. But super inspiring movie. I love it. And my number one historical fiction is Gladiator. And this is the second time Gladiator has been at the top of one of my lists. But, I mean, like I said last time, I just love this movie. It's the most epic. It's got the most epic fight scenes, the greatest cinematography, everything. And for a movie that came out in 2000, it still stands up to today's standards. And there's really nothing more I can say about this movie, except it is absolutely perfect. And it really had to be at the top of this list. All right. Awesome. Thank you.